Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, February 21st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 6 cents, March wheat up a dime, and March beans up 9.5 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 5 ticks. Crude oil is down about 18 cents a barrel. Gold and silver are sharply lower. Gold's down $11. Silver's down 30 cents an ounce. The grains were very strong overnight. The Chinese came out and said they would like to buy $30 billion of U.S. agricultural products, including corn, wheat, and beans, most likely pork, too, though I don't think that was specifically mentioned. Up we went. We rallied the corn 8 cents off the lows. We rallied the beans 16 cents off the lows, and the wheat about 11 cents off the lows. Whether or not it's true, whether or not we get a trade deal done, you know, it's a whole different matter out here. Again, this is another one of these rumors. Every one of these rumors over the last couple of months has been an absolute fade. Every time we get something bearish, the market goes down, the Chinese seem to buy it. Then there's a bullish announcement. Everybody runs in and buys it again, and I think they sell it right back to us. I think they're making a fortune, or somebody's making a fortune, on all these rumors out here. Now, we got to have a trade deal done in order to get this. And we see no evidence that the trade deal is really getting done. There's talk that things are progressing, da-da-da-da. The president has said the March 1st deadline isn't cast in stone. So it's hard to know what's really going on out here. Tomorrow we get the big dump on the export sales, so we'll have a better idea of what the Chinese actually have bought. The USDA came out and said they expect corn, 92 million acres, that's up 3 million acres, beans down 4 million acres from 89 to 85. I think those numbers are off. I don't think we'll see that many bean acres lost. I don't think we'll see that many corn acres picked up out here. There will be some switch, but my guess is 1.5 to 2 million acres. The Egyptian tender went to France, Romania, Russia, and Ukraine. So again, the U.S. lost out on the business, which is one of the reasons wheat was lower yesterday. We haven't seen anything more about this African flu out here. Apparently, it has been detected at 3 different spots in Vietnam, but again, absolutely no confirmation that anything's in Canada, though the hog market yesterday, with the hogs down 355, certainly acted like there was a problem in Canada, but certainly nothing confirmed. And the reports have been denied. So again, it's more of this rumor nonsense that's been going on in these markets for quite some time. So, you know, we'll get a whole look at all these USDA numbers out here. We'll get the drop tomorrow on all the export data. So it could be a volatile day or two here with this Chinese news. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.